Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomri Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for the third installment in Tevilas Kelim. We were discussing yesterday that one does not need to immerse vessels that by nature are going to be one-time use vessels. So an interesting question that comes up that Baruch Hashem has become quite popular in our day and age is the Snapple bottle. Let's first think about this. The Snapple bottle is made of glass, I guess. So if a person is going to drink straight from the Snapple bottle, they're certainly using the Snapple bottle as a vessel for drinking. Does one need to be tovel, the Snapple bottle? Now, based on what we discussed yesterday, this should be an easy question because the standard way that a Snapple bottle is used is you drink from it, whatever, you know, one or two times, and then you hopefully put it in recycling. So it's basically a one-time use vessel. Where it becomes a little bit more of an interesting question is, let's say a person saves the Snapple bottle. You know, they like drinking water from it. So what's the story? Would a person have to tovel the Snapple bottle after they were finished drinking from it from the first time and now it's empty? Do they have to tovel it before they reuse it for other drinks? One would think, based on what we've said, that the answer is yes. So you'll get different opinions about it. There are some people who are very particular to do that, some people not as much. I was once speaking with a distinguished Talmud Chacham, and he gave me a rationale why it would not be necessary to tovel the Snapple bottle before using it with subsequent drinks. And that is as follows. The obligation to tovel a vessel is if you purchase it from a non-Jew. Let's say a Jew created the vessel. You know, you buy something from Israel. You buy a Kiddush cup from Israel owned by a Jewish, you know, the factory that made it is owned by a Jew. And the seller, everybody's Jewish. And you buy that Kiddush cup. The halacha is you don't have to tovel that Kiddush cup. Okay, let's say I buy a vessel from a non-Jew and I break the vessel. Maybe I drop it on my way out of the store. I don't know. Let's say I break the vessel before I've used it once. And then I fix the vessel. It hadn't been fit for use, and now I render it fit for use. The halachic status is that I wouldn't have to tovel such a vessel because I'm the one in the most recent history of this vessel, I'm the one who made it fit for use. So if a Jew is the one who makes it fit for use, it won't be necessary to tovel it. So one could argue a similar logic here. When you bought the Snapple bottle, it was absolutely, totally a one-time use vessel, which means its label, its status was not a high-level significant status, and it was exempt from tefillah. You were a little bit of an oddball. I hope I didn't offend anyone. You decided that you're going to reuse the Snapple bottle. You, in essence, have given it a whole new label. So this status as being a significant vessel was pasted on it by the Jew. And therefore, it could be that it's not necessary to tovel such a thing. So if someone asks, how is that different than aluminum pans? We said earlier in the series that aluminum pans, if someone plans on using it a number of times, one would need to tovel it. I think the answer would be that there are a lot of people who reuse aluminum pans a number of times. I think it's probably more common to do that than to reuse the Snapple bottle. This would be one approach. But again, to reiterate, there are certainly those who would say you would need to tovel the Snapple bottle before putting a second beverage in it. Once we've gotten onto this topic, a very common question, which God willing we'll discuss in greater depth later in the series, is what about electric items? A toaster oven, a hot water urn. You have a number of things that people ask about. Do they need to tovel it or not? There are a lot of opinions about this, but just to share one opinion, I'm not sure you should try this at home unless you really know what you're doing, but there are those who advise if a person would just kind of just change the wiring a little bit, you know, disturb the wiring a little bit, and then redo it, so then they've rendered the vessel unfit for use, but then they're the ones who have rendered the vessel fit for use again. So it's similar to this thing we were saying about breaking the vessel and then fixing it. And so it was kind of recreated, so to say, by a Jew, and that would exempt the thing from tefillah. There are definitely different opinions about it. Obviously, I would only suggest that if someone really knew what they were doing with the electronic component. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.